It's a Mags game, 2024, gimme more. It's a Mags game, it's me journal, it's me diary, it's me thoughts, it's amore. Time of recording, New Year's Day, 2024. It's sunny, about 20 degrees and zero breeze, mood apathetic. And that was the worst Christmas I've ever experienced in my life. Strife. Gotta remember that when booze is around, you snooze, and when you snooze, you lose. Sleepers for the week couldn't be more untrue. I'd rather sleep for a week and be weak than peak like that again. Moving swiftly on though, unless you're interested in chatting about booze, hit me up on Instagram. One good thing to come out of Christmas was that Mum bought me a Kindle. The e-reader things, and I'm reading like a son of a gun at the moment. Which is great for writing, which is great for creativity, which is great for motivation, which is just great. It's just great, isn't it? No more doom scrolling or looking at horny pics on Instagram for me. No way, Jose. More gardening, more golf, more cooking, more caring, more sharing. Also, on top of that, I got my first Centrelink payment now that I'm unemployed. But I'm a freelance writer. I'm a podcaster. I used Afterpay to buy a ticket to the cricket to see some wickets or some batsmen clear in the pickets. I read my Kindle when the atmosphere would dwindle. The Pakistani fans were the best. They were even trying to get the Aussie crowd to sing by starting the Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi chant for us. I quickly realised that going to the cricket by yourself isn't overly fun, so I left and watched the rest at home where I could see the ball a bit clearer. Feet up on couch, cold bevy. Felt like I was down by the levee. I know I'm late to the show, Dave, but I've been binging it lately. I'm in love with Andrew Santino. I'm still in love with Emma Stone, but I love Andrew Santino as well. He plays Little Dickie's manager in the show, one of my favourite comedians. He's got this soft voice for a big man. He's relaxed and witty. Really up my alley. Shoutouts to Andrew Santino. And because Christmas was so shitty, what a pity, I decided to stay in for New Year's Eve. And I'm loving it, man. Getting shit done, you know? I didn't even hear the fireworks go off last night. Now I get to practice writing again and annoy and pierce your ears with this stuff. So far I've had no negative feedback at all, which is awesome. Oh, that reads, I've had no feedback at all. But you know what they say, no news is good news. But that's the news from me. Absolutely cracking, I know. Tune in next time for more sitting around the house stories. Shout out to my fans in the USA. Keep on rocking in the free world. I'll catch you later.